Hi, welcome to this podcast on REC, one of the Spanish films showing at the forthcoming Viva Film Festival. REC, in fact, is showing on the Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th of March. And if you come along to those screenings, it should be quite good. The director, Jaume Balagueró, will be present as well. So that's something else to look forward to. My name's Andy Willis, and I'm a reader in film studies at the University of Salford. And I'm just going to introduce the film, introduce the filmmakers, and throw out a few ideas. You don't need to worry, though. I'm not going to spoil the film. The thing with REC is there is a kind of, not so much a twist, but an angle to the film. But I'm not going to say what that is. So please don't worry if you've decided to listen to this. I won't be spoiling the film. Okay, REC then. It proved to be something of a box office success when it was released in Spain last year. And after that box office success, it went on to win a number of Goyas at the annual awards, which were held in 2008. In fact, it won the Best Editing and the Best New Actress awards. And that's quite interesting, I think, because awards often overlook horror films or genre films more generally. So it's very pleasing to see a film such as REC gaining that sort of accolade. It had also been very successful at the 2007 Sitges Film Festival, where it won the Audience Award and the Critics Award, as well again as an award for the actress Manuela Velasco, and Best Director Awards for the joint directors, Jaume Balagueró and Paco Plaza. So, REC then. Well, REC, R-E-C, stands for the record button of a video camera. So that gives you some clue as to when you sit down in front of the film, what you might expect. But what else might you want to expect when you watch the film? Well, as I say, I don't want to spoil the film, but it does revolve a lot around video or DV technology and the documentary and news gathering style of shooting, which has become so prevalent in a number of recent horror films across the world, kind of evoking things like the Blair Witch Project, but I think perhaps even more so the very influential late 1970s Italian horror film Cannibal Holocaust. I think you can spot the influence of that if you've seen that film. What other influences might we expect? Well, I, for one, certainly thought I could see the influence of George A. Romero. Obviously, his film Dawn of the Dead has been a big influence on many contemporary horror filmmakers, and I think the influence of Dawn of the Dead is there in REC. But I also think a less influential or less well-known film of Romero's has also been something that Balagueró and Paco Plaza have perhaps been watching, and that's The Crazies. Again, I won't say too much about how I think that operates, but maybe if you see the film and you have seen George A. Romero's The Crazies, you might be able to see some connections. Hopefully you will. It's also interesting, having mentioned George Romero, I think, to look slightly forward when you've seen REC and maybe compare that to Romero's forthcoming Diary of the Dead, the fourth film in his trilogy, but I don't know what four is, so quadrilogy. Oh, that's what they called Alien, so quadrilogy I'll stick with, which seems to have some very clear connections. Again, I don't want to say too much, but perhaps afterwards you might think about the links between Romero's film Diary of the Dead and REC. Okay, just say a little bit then about the two filmmakers, Jaume Balagueró and Paco Plaza. Both directors have a close association with horror filmmaking in Spain, and they've made very vital contributions to its revival in the 21st century. Balagueró is quite well known to people who come to Viva, as he visited the festival with his first feature film, Lo Sin Hombre, which was made in 1999, which has a local connection as it was adapted from one of Ramsay Campbell, the Merseyside horror writer's novels. He went on after that to make another horror film called Darkness in 2002, which starred Ian Glen and Lena Olin, and Fragile in 2005, which starred Calista Flockhart and Richard Roxburgh. And I think you can guess from those two films that they were trying to make internationally appealing films with stars from across the globe, and also stars who would speak English on the film. So both of those films, Darkness and Fragile, are actual originally in English language films. In 2006, Balagueró returned to making Spanish language horror films with a TV movie called To Let, which was made in 2006 as part of a series of TV movies that were put together under the title Películas para no dormir, films to stop you sleeping. Paco Plaza as well has also had a reasonably long connection with the horror genre in Spain. He made another Ramsey Campbell adaptation in 2002, this time, Second Name, and then he went on to make another of these internationally aimed horror films called Roma Santa, The Werewolf Hunter, in 2004. And that one starred Julian Sands. Again, Julian Sands, probably well known to quite a lot of people as an actor who appears in lots of international horror films. And he too contributed to the Polyculus Paranodormir series. His story was called A Christmas Tale. Again, as with Toulette, the Balaguero contribution, they were made in 2006. One title that I've missed out, and I missed it out on purpose, of their filmography so far is a 2002 film called O.T. the Film. This film is based on the Spanish version of Pop Idol, and the show and the film was co-directed by Balaguero and Plather. So it's a precursor to this film, Wreck, in a sense, in that both of those directors have worked together. However terrible it might sound, O.T. The film was actually an enormous success in Spain, drawing on an audience that was interested in both the style of filmmaking, almost documentary drama style that they used, and the actual appeal of the television show that was successful in Spain and across the world, of course, at that time. The other thing that links the two filmographies of the two directors is the fact that they've worked extensively with one of the main film production companies in Spain, Filmax. And Filmax have had a close connection with the horror genre for a lot of their existence. So they operated under an umbrella called the Fantastic Factory early on in their operation, which was headed by the American director Brian Usner. And again, they aimed to shoot films in English for an international audience, but horror films specifically. And the films I've already mentioned, Darkness, Fragile and Roma Santa, were all part of that strategy to try and reach international audiences by Filmax. I think recently what we've seen is a change in direction for Filmax, and they've started to shoot these horror films in Spanish. The Películas No Dormir series, I think, was the first indication that they were now re-embracing Spanish language horror production, which would be successful in Spain, as opposed to aiming for these international films. And I think the success of Wreck is a reward for that commitment to this style of filmmaking. And long may it continue, in my opinion. I look forward to the next outputs from Filmax, whatever the directors they choose to work with are. What's also happened, interestingly, with a lot of recent Spanish films is that they've begun to be picked up by American production companies for remakes. So Spanish films seem to have been sucked into the maelstrom of remakes that world horror generally has been subjected to the last few years. So following Japanese and Korean films being remade by American companies, we now have a raft of Spanish films slated to be remade, and a number of those films are actually being shown at this year's Viva, The Orphanage, Time Crimes, and of course the film I'm talking about now, Wreck. So Wreck is likely to be, I think, the first of these to actually arrive on our screens, as John Derek Dowdle is already in post-production on the film, which is called Quarantine, which is due for release in October 2008. And Quarantine is, from what I can gather, an almost direct remake of Wreck, except instead of being set in Barcelona, it's set in Los Angeles. So Wreck, then, as a film, has managed to divide audiences. Some have loved it and others have loathed it, and you only need to go on the IMDb discussion group to see how extreme these reactions to the films have been. So it's good that Viva is now offering us the chance to see the film, and it's certainly striking in its visual audacity, almost. And I would suggest trying to find out as little as possible about the film before you watch it. Hence, I've given you some general points, but I've not said anything in too much detail. I will just say that I was interested at the end of the film about what had actually caused the happening of the film, what had caused these events to occur. For me, that lies at the effect, at the root of the effectiveness of any sort of horror film. I'm not so sure this film actually makes that clear, but I'd be interested to hear what people say and think after the film, and I'm sure that the director, Jaume Balaguero, would be as well. So I would encourage people to go to the discussions with the director after the film and basically let him know what you think. So hopefully this podcast has given you a bit of background to Wreck, and hopefully it will enhance your enjoyment of the film. And all I can say now is I hope you do enjoy that film.